Welcome to the AgeTurners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Tom Goetz introduces the first two steps we should take in order to do business for the Lord and be the overcomers in this age.
Today, we'd like to use Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 as the theme for our fellowship. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 says, I exhort you therefore, brothers, through the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. Also would like to use verse 11 from the same chapter. Romans 12:11 says, Do not be slothful in zeal, but be burning in spirit, serving the Lord. In today's podcast, we'd like to continue the fellowship that we started several weeks ago using several verses. The first verse was in Luke 19, Do business while I'm coming. And then we saw in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, that Paul charged his young co-worker Timothy to do the work of an evangelist. Whether you're gifted or you're not gifted, the situation needs this, and that we have to do this kind of work. And so, you know, I was before the Lord, and I testified in the last podcast that in my time with the Lord, I was asking him, how do we do the work of an evangelist? Thinking that the Lord was going to have to lead me to do some great thing that's different than whatever has been done before. And how do we lead the young people into this? And while I was with the Lord, such a strong leading again came to me. Take the trained way. Take the way that has been already given to us in the ministry of Brother Watchman Nee and Brother Witness Lee. Don't reinvent the wheel. Be simple. Go back to the books, read the messages, and find it. Find the way. Find the way in the ministry. So I did. I went back. I got out this book, The Training and Practice of the Vital Groups, where Brother Lee spent a term in the full-time training in 1992 or 1993, I forget, when he fellowshipped a perfecting and a training on how to be vital and how to bear remaining fruit. And so I really picked that up. I got into it. I underlined it. I marked up my book. I got a new one, and I put notes. I always put notes in my books. I mark them all up. I really destroy them because I want to know the way. I want to know the way. And I was so deeply impressed as I was reading this book that Brother Lee made it so clear. And I would like to give you four steps today. This is the way that has been laid out for us. This is the trained way. This is how you and I can become the evangelists at the end of this age, even to turn this age. Young people, what an opportunity has fallen into our grasp right now, right here, right where we are, anywhere on this globe. We have been given the greatest opportunity. These are the four points. I will start. If I don't finish them in this podcast, we'll continue them in the next. I just love this. This is awesome. Are you ready? Number one, we need to be stirred up and stir up our first love for the Lord through repenting prayers. Oh, how precious is this, that at the end of this age, in the age of Revelation, even Brother Lee said, we are in the age of the overcomers. The created race failed to reach God's goal in the Old Testament. The Abrahamic race of Israel failed. And then in the New Testament, Christ came and he began the church age. And through church history now, 2,000 years, the church failed. And now at the end of the church age, we have the call to the overcomers. And the Bible makes it clear that the overcomers achieve success, that the age turners are the overcomers, and it is their success. And so what Brother Lee gave us was the way to be the overcomers in this age. The first thing we have to overcome is the loss of our first love to our beloved and precious Lord. And this is the starting point. Don't you just love him? Isn't he the most precious one, the one who is better and higher and fairer and sweeter, more precious than anything? Oh, Lord Jesus, we really love you, Lord. You're so precious. Lord Jesus, we love you. And we need to stir up our first love to the Lord through repenting prayers. You know, the way to be vitalized and the way to be recovered is always through repenting. Repenting prayers. Lord, so sorry. We go to other things. We go to other sources, our friends, the movies, our music, our fashion, all these other things. We try to satisfy ourselves with them. We're so sorry, Lord. Lord, cover us in your precious blood. We love you first. We love you best. You are our first love. Lord Jesus, we really love you, Lord. This is the beginning. This is the start. This is so easy. Don't you love him? It's not hard to love him. Just look at him. So this is the first point. I believe we need to set aside some time every day to just love him, not anything else. Just love him. Give yourself to love the Lord. No other way is so prevailing. No other way is so fresh, so sweet, so full, so safe. Just love him. Do not care for anything else. Well, after we have stirred up our love for the Lord, then the second thing is that we need to make a thorough confession to the Lord. Consider your situation. A few weeks ago in the podcast, I asked you, and I'm asking myself, how many people have we brought to the Lord since we believed in him? How many have come to the Lord through us? They could be remaining fruit on this branch of this marvelous vine tree. Sadly, we have to admit, there's not many. Sadly, maybe even for some of us, no one has come to Christ through us. Well, you see, this is a situation of barrenness, and we are in danger of being cut off from the vine. That doesn't mean that we would lose our salvation. It just means that we're going to be cut off from our enjoyment of Christ. Have you found yourself lacking in the enjoyment of Christ in the last months, in the last years? Has your enjoyment of Christ been that high, been that full? A good possibility is that it is due to our self-centeredness, our prayers only for ourselves, our concern for ourselves, and our lack of fruit, our real utter condition of barrenness that has caused us to lose the freshness, to lose the sweetness, and to lose the enjoyment of Christ. Oh, young people, in the church life, we should be the strong ones. We should be the young ones, the vital ones. Always it's the young ones that have the vitality. You know, in a family, the little ones, they're running around, making all kinds of noise. They're jumping, crawling, somersaults, rolling on the floor, screaming and yelling. All the vitality is in the young ones. And in the church life, it should be the same way. We should be the most vital, the most active, the most living ones. And here we are. Maybe we're old. Maybe we're dead. Maybe we're barren. How sad is that, that the church would be suffering from our barrenness? Well, saints, this is what we do. We, number one, we need to be stirred up in our first love for the Lord through repenting prayers. Lord, I'm so sorry. So sorry. I love the world. I'm fashioned according to the world. I'm so sorry. I'm barren, having no fruit. Even in my whole Christian life, not one have I brought to Christ. Not one knows the Lord because of me. Lord Jesus, I'm so sorry. Save me. Save me from this curse. Rescue me from this barren situation. And then you have to spend some time to make a thorough, thorough confession to the Lord. Do you know what we need to confess? On one hand, and I believe in the coming weeks, Brother Ricky will again spend a good amount of time with us on how to make a thorough confession to the Lord. And I'm looking forward to that. But Brother Lee led us when he was giving us the training and the trained way. He told us that there are three big enemies that we're dealing with today. Number one is we're dealing with the enemy of deadness. Deadness. Another one is lukewarmness. And the third one is barrenness. And in this podcast and in the next, I would really like to focus and stress some of our attention on these three things. This is where we should begin our confession. Confess our deadness, our lukewarmness, and our barrenness. Please spend some time this week, every day, to call on the Lord and tell him how much you love him. And spend some time every day to confess to him our deadness, our lukewarmness, and our barrenness. Well, that's all for today. Please visit our website at hturners.com. Or if you'd like to respond to this podcast, please email us at feedback@hturners.com. Don't forget, never forget, we are the generation that will end this age. For hturners.com, this is Brother Tom Getz.